USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says teachers should no doubt be prioritized for the COVID-19 vaccine.
But I think to say that you're not going to open up schools until every single one of the teachers get vaccinated, namely making it a sine qua non of opening, I don't think that we can go there. Otherwise, it would be very difficult to get the schools open.
The CEO of Robinhood, Melvin Capital, and others are part of the CEOs of Robinhood, Melvin Capital, and others who were part of a recent retail trading frenzy involving GameStop are now testifying before Congress. House Financial Services Committee Maxine Waters says those on Main Street believe Wall Street always wins.
These events have eliminated potential conflicts of interest and the predatory ways that certain funds operate.
USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA and their efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
Life expectancy in the United States is going down.
A new data analysis from the CDC shows life expectancy in the U.S. took a dramatic drop after 1 year of the coronavirus pandemic. A baby born in the first 6 months of 2020 can expect to live 77.8 years, down from 78.8 years in 2019. That's the lowest level since 2006. One of the study's authors notes that U.S. life expectancy hasn't taken that big of a drop in a single year since World War II. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Spring break may be canceled at some colleges and universities, but interim police chief Frank Souza says that's not stopping people from heading to Fort Lauderdale Beach for a little rest and relaxation.
We understand there's a lot of angst to get out and enjoy our beautiful weather and our beautiful beach, but we're just asking for cooperation from our college students that do decide to come to Fort Lauderdale, and we're also asking for some patience in light of the pandemic.
Spring break enforcement beginning Monday on Miami Beach. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tax filing season is now underway after a delayed start, and it's expected to bring challenges and confusion as taxpayers and the IRS navigate pandemic-related issues, including some pertaining to stimulus checks. I had a chance to catch up with Paul Miller. He's the founder of Miller & Company LLP, an accounting firm based in New York City. He shares with me some things we need to remember when we're getting ready and getting organized regarding our taxes.
I would try to tell everybody, be as organized as you possibly can. Bring in your annual credit card statements. Bring in all of your income that you've made. Recognize if you've received any gifts, especially if you received a foreign gift. And ask questions. Your last year's return, you know, everybody says last year's a good baseline. It may be, but this is a one-off year where last year may not be indicative of what's going to happen. So I'm telling every one of my clients, ask them, we send out mass emails. Do you have a Robinhood account? Have you traded in a virtual currency? The government specifically asks you that question on the return. What sold or traded in the currency or holding it? Whether or not you've moved. A lot of people might have moved this year and are working remotely, and maybe they have to file in a non-resident state that they've never done before.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.